This week's meditation is on the Wali, the friend of God. And I want to go back to the teaching of a 9th century Sufi, Al-Tirmidhi. And he points out that the Wali is one who enters into stages of proximity to the Divine Beloved. These stages are offered to us through divine grace, and they're not something that's due to us because of our effort. But having said that, effort, mujahidah, is still necessary and important. As the Divine One proclaims in the Quran, if you take one step toward me, I will take 10 steps toward you. So that one step that you take brings you 11 steps closer to the Divine. That step forward is you're taking initiative. It's an initiation on your part. The 10 steps of the Divine are pure grace. Both your step and the Divine steps are the beginning of a development of a deep and personal relationship between you and your personal Lord. And that relationship is further cultivated by you bringing your presence to that which becomes present in your heart, in the mirror of the subtle heart, as you recite the divine names or as you recite zikr. This presence to presence is what the Sufis call dhawk, D-H-A-W-Q, which means tasting the divine. So this presence to the presence is what the Sufis call tasting the divine. To taste or savor, we need to take a moment and allow the new presence we discover in our heart as an outcome of recitation to disclose itself to us as a presence. So you look inside, what is there in your heart now that you've been reciting the divine name? How does it take form within you? So you must take a slight pause in the midst of recitation to taste and savor and be informed, and then proceed on with more recitation. But think about this for a moment. If the friend is present, do you need to keep calling for that presence? Now, Al-Tirmidhi taught that there are stages in the friendship of the divine. And this makes perfect sense, as there are stages in the development of any friendship. The difference in this particular relationship is that the Divine One prepares us to receive and to know more of the divine nature, and thereby draws us into a closer proximity. So we are lifted into that proximity. We are held within that proximity. We do not enter with our own will. This preparation comes in many ways, but in our meditation this week, we're going to allow the practice to become the means of such a preparation. So can you allow the Divine One to prepare you through the recitation of the zikr? At the end of recitation, when we're finally done, after we have sat and tasted and recited again and sat and tasted and recited again and tasted, then we'll sit in silence for a time and allow that which is present to penetrate and deeply inform our being, a process the Sufis call sharb, to drink the divine. We will not necessarily be aware of how or why we're being prepared in the moment of sharb. It's kind of similar to an enzymatic process. We don't see the enzymes acting within us after we eat, but later we can see the results. So first I want us to go back to the first two meditations of the week. The first one is clarifying the breath. So not really you clarifying it, except that you're present to the breath, just below your nostrils as it comes and goes. And you allow it to self-clarify, to empty, to drop any heaviness, any kind of substance-like qualities within it. And it becomes ever finer and ever more full of light and life, more vibrant. It's a high frequency vibration. One could experience many vibrations, but they converge into one. And after that, then we begin to clean the dust from the mirror of the heart, from the surface of that mirror, by breathing in this new, light, vibrant breath into Latifa Surya, caressing it, massaging it with the breath on the in-breath and also the out-breath. You can stay present to the subtle heart even as you're breathing in and out. And you begin to notice, as we've said in earlier, well, I think in the second meditation, of the second weekly meditation, we notice it warming, which is radiant discharge. Different aspects of the dust on the mirror are beginning to be released, the heavy impressions of life, and we certainly have plenty of them to gather. And also with warmth comes softness. Softness is a subjective experience of space developing within this dimension of the heart, so it's heart space. And at first, it's space with what I would call somatic space, embodied. Your chest cavity seems larger than usual. But then eventually, as you're aware of that space and you stay present in that space and you allow the in-breath to penetrate more deeply and the out-breath to release more fully, that space unfurls into a boundless dimension that traverses your physical body, but not of it. It goes beyond the skin. It traverses time and space as we normally think of it, but it's not of that either. It is a boundless domain of sheer emptiness and yet paradoxically sheer fullness. It is full of the divine secrets that God has placed there. Now that we've entered into the space of the heart and we have a sense of where we're going to end each recitation, let us begin the recitation. So the first recitation is, I think, in the third meditation of the week, which is La, swinging from the left shoulder, which is the past, Illaha, up over the solar plexus, up over the right shoulder, which is the future, Aha, ending above the crown, which is eternity. La ilaha. And as I've mentioned in other meditations, how the Prophet Muhammad, after they won the war, entered the Kaaba riding a steed, holding a spear, and inside the Kaaba there was 360 gods and goddesses' images. And he pointed the spear at each of them, and they shattered. When he rode out, the Kaaba was empty of any graven image. And the same thing with us when we sweep across La. And now there's no I. We're letting all the graven images, all the heavy impressions, all the habits that constitute our psyche, our identity, our emotions, our historical identity, that which is developed in time and space, we're allowing them to melt away. La ilaha. Which gives us great freedom. And then, aha, we rise up into an eternal space, dimension. And then as the head descends down in the solar plexus, la, pause and be present to the space of the solar plexus now, which is like your personal Kaaba is emptied of all the different habits and identity pieces. It's just a sheer space of beingness, pure being. The head rises up from the solar plexus into the mirror of the heart. Anta, thou. There is no I, only thou. Now, in truth, as I mentioned earlier, there has to be some sort of an I, otherwise, who's reciting this? But just like you would and need to make room in your heart for your spouse or your children or your friend or your parents, by making room in your heart, that means you remove, in as much as you can remove some of yourself from your heart, there's room for them. And now you can begin to truly empathize and have compassion for the other. You can see through their eyes. You can hear through their ears. You can know through their heart in this space, this accommodation you've created for them. And now, just like you do that for a friend or a spouse or a child or a parent, you're doing for God, for the divine friend, making room. So you're making as much room as you can. So when we say la ana illa, that means there's room there for you, divine beloved. Anta thou. You breathe in and you're present to the thou. And you stay present while you breathe in and out. And then you finish, you name the thou, Allah. The one who holds all qualities within and is yet beyond all of those qualities. So let us speak again. La ana illa anta. Ya Allah. Remember when we sweep across La, like the prophet in the Kaaba, shattering all the graven images. La ana. To constitute your sense of who you are. La ana. Rest for a moment, eternity, above the crown, and then descend into the solar plexus. Be present to the solar plexus opening. More and more space and emptiness. And then rise up, extract like the essence of your being into the heart. Anta. Thou. Be present to what forms in your heart. And then, Ya Allah. La ana illa anta. 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 Yeah. Allah. And now, Sharb, drink the divine, being silent, and just allow that which is present to penetrate and deeply inform your being, preparing you to toward that which is a fulfillment of the divine intent. I mean, you could go much longer, but I'm sort of beholden because I can only tape so much. May this be a blessed week where you begin to experience an ever deeper relationship with your personal Lord.